يلتهب كل جمعة قلبي وأقرأ لك يا المهد ندبة برضوى أم سواها أنت يا أغلى الأحبة أنت يا أغلى الأحبة وتدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة تدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لولاية أمير المؤمنين، وصلى الله على أشرف الخلق وعز المرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سفن النجاة وعين الحياة، من طهرهم الله بنص كتابه المبين وجعل اللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Last week we spoke about the movement of the Imam عجلالله تعالى فرجه الشريف in المدينة and how he is going to move from there to south of Iran and then to Iraq. And we spoke about some of the battles that he will face in Iraq, how he will face the different groups from the Batriya, from the Khawarij, from the Nawasib, and then how he will establish the city of his global Islamic government in Iraq. I have to apologize to the brothers and the sisters if I'm mentioning a lot of political points in the past two or three lectures, but because we reached the end of this topic of this series about Imam Mahdi, we had to mention some of the political theories, because in the narrations the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam mentioned them. But usually in my lectures, when it is in different topics, I don't mention or I don't speak too much about politics in the lecture. So inshallah tonight we'll speak about two points or two battles. First, the battle between Imam al-Mahdi عجلالله تعالى فرجه الشريف and the army of the Sufyani. Then the second one, the battle between the Imam and the West. Before we start, please recite Allahu Salat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
In some narrations, it is mentioned that the Imam will send his army to fight the Sufyani in Bilad al-Sham. Says that he will stay in Al-Kufa in Iraq and he will send his army to fight the Sufyani. But the majority of the narrations in the Shia school of thought, it says that the Imam عجلالله تعالى فرجه الشريف himself will move from Iraq to Bilad al-Sham. He will be the leader of the army and he will go by himself, or he will go himself and fight the Sufyani in Bilad al-Sham. He will move from Iraq to a place called Marj Azra. The army with the Imam will go down in this place, Marj Azra, which is near the city of Bilad al-Sham, near to Dimashq, about 30 kilometers away from the city. The Sufyani, although he will be appointed by a powerful side, but he will not have a strong support in Bilad al-Sham. Unfortunately, a lot of those who wrote about the Sufyani and those who spoke about the Sufyani tried to show that the Sufyani will be a strong leader and that people will be scared from him. Even some of those who are from the Shia school of thought, when they wrote about the Sufyani, when they spoke about the Sufyani, they tried to present him as a powerful leader, as the one who knows what he will be doing, and so on. This is all is built on some Sunni narrations and some fairy tales that we listen to every now and then. The problem is that history is a very interesting but very dangerous topic to study, because not everyone is qualified to study history in a proper way. Especially when it comes to the topic of Imam al-Mahdi, Ajallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif. Because you are dealing with history, the narrations that you have are from history. But they are speaking about what? About the future. So you have to look at history. Analyze them according to the present, to the time that you are living in, according to your understanding in this time. And then give an image about this topic for the future. So you have to join between the past, the present, and the future. Perhaps what we are analyzing now, maybe people after 100 years, or people after 200 years will come and analyze the topic of Imam al-Mahdi in a better way. Because their level of understanding and the level of education will be higher later on. So, if we come and study the history, if we come and study the narrations and look at our present, we can clearly say that the Sufyani will be a very weak leader. It is true that he will commit a lot of crimes, but this doesn't show that he's a powerful leader. When the leader is scared, when a leader is scared, when a leader doesn't know what to do, when a leader does not have any wisdom, he will commit a lot of crimes. Like the Sufyani, he will be very weak during the time of the reappearance. He will not have a lot of support from the people. For example, when I said that the Imam, Ajallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif, he will move from Iraq with his army and go down in a place called what? Marj Adra, which is only what? 30 kilometers away from the city. It means that the Imam will be on the border of the city. Right? On the borders of the city. If the Sufyani he will not be able to protect the borders of the city, it means that the city is what? The city is weak. If the city was strong, then he will be able to control the borders of the city. This shows that the Sufyani will be weak. Now, why, if we want to put some points, or if we want to analyze the thing, why are people going to be against the Sufyani in Bilad al-Sham? Even those who belong to different school of thought, yani those who are not Shia, the majority of the people will be against him. Why? We can put many points. I'll mention a few, about five of them. Number one, people will be against the Sufyani due to the corrupted politics of his government. As his government will be concentrating on protecting the interests of the West, those who will appoint them in Bilad al-Sham. And they will not concentrate on protecting the people or helping them to have a better life from the social side, from the economic side, and so on. So when they look at this politics of the Sufyani, they will stand against
number
him.
Two. That's number one.
Now, due to his crimes. Don't speak here, speak outside. Due to the amount of crimes that the Sufyani will commit, the people will feel unsafe. They will say that this guy, he doesn't care if this person is with him or against him. He doesn't care. From the movement that they will see from him, they will be scared on their lives, on their children, and so on. So the second point, third point,
his crimes
is because the power, they will see the power of the Imam's army. They will look at the power of the army, the Islamic army that is under the leadership of Imam al-Mahdi. Ajallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. They will witness, inshallah, how the Imam will be able to control al-Hijaz and al-Yemen and al-Iraq and Iran together and establish his government there. And they will see how big his army is, how big the army of the Imam is. Then they will be scared from the amount or from the army of the Imam. Also, before the Imam enters to Bilad al-Sham, we mentioned last week that he will have a battle, a big battle with who? With the Turks, right? And we said that the Turks refer, Allahu A'lam, to the Russians. He will have a war with the Russians and destroy their power before entering to Bilad al-Sham. The Russians or the Turks, they will be against the Sufyani and his movement. When the people see, when they will see that the Imam was able to destroy this power, the power of the Turks, they will be scared from the army of the Imam. Sallallahu alaihi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Alright.
Number four, why the people of Bilad al-Sham will be standing against the Sufyani, the majority will not be supporting him, is due to the miracles of Imam al-Mahdi. Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. The people of Bilad al-Sham, they will witness how the earth will swallow the army of the Sufyani. And we spoke about this when he will send his army to Imam al-Mahdi, to find Imam al-Mahdi, the earth will swallow them. This will happen before the Imam enter to Bilad al-Sham. They will witness this miracle. They will witness the call that will happen in the sky. They will witness other miracles that the Imam will perform. So they will be scared. They will tell the Sufyani, this is the Mahdi. The Mahdi reappeared. Go and give the pledge for him, the majority of the people. Adding to what we mentioned, the people in Bilad al-Sham will not be supporting the Sufyani is due to some powerful groups that will be existed in Bilad al-Sham and who follow the path of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They will be able to change the views of a lot of people in Bilad al-Sham. So from all what we mentioned, we can say that the Imam, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, he will not have a strong battle against the Sufyani in Bilad al-Sham or in al-Sham. He will enter without having a big battle to al-Sham. The Sufyani, when he will hear that the Imam is next to the city, he is in Marj al-Dhra, only 30 kilometers away from the city, what will he do?
Run away.
He will run away. And that shows what?
Like his leaders.
Ahsan. That shows how scared he will be. He will run away to Palestine, to his leaders. To his leaders. To the Zionists to protect him there. Then the Imam will enter to al-Sham without having any battle, and he will stay in al-Sham for a while. He will stay in Bilad al-Sham, then the Abdal and some of the believers from Bilad al-Sham will come and give the pledge to the Imam Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Now, maybe a new information for the brothers and the sisters is that the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, after the Sufyani runs away, after the Sufyani will run away to Palestine, the Imam will ask to meet the Sufyani. He will ask to sit with the Sufyani, to have a meeting together. Alaykum salam. He came in the wrong time, Ali. Now some people will be surprised. How is the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif going to ask for the Sufyani, ask to have a meeting with the Sufyani? We say that the Imam, he knows, or he will know, that the Sufyani is only a tool. The Sufyani is not the main leader, he is only a tool that the enemy will appoint in the area of the reappearance. So for the war not to be shown as a war between Muslims, a war between the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, and between a person who is holding the flag of protecting the Sunnah, as we mentioned with the Sufyani, the Imam will come and ask for the Sufyani to sit down and have a meeting with each other. The Sufyani will come, will sit down with the Imam, and the Imam, he will be able to change the views of the Sufyani, to the extent that in some narrations it says that the Sufyani will give the pledge to the Imam. Will give the pledge to Imam al-Mahdi. Then he will return back to his masters, to his extreme people, to the extreme people like the Salafis, the Wahhabis, that we are facing here too. And they will force him to change his mind again, to stand against the Imam and to fight the Imam, and to organize the army to fight Imam al-Mahdi. Oh, what I mentioned, this point that I mentioned, we can find it in a Sunni source and in some Shia source. But the problem is that we do not read. That's the problem. They say, Ummatu, Iqra, la taqra. The nation of Iqra, the nation of read, they do not read. They just listen to fairy tales and stories and so on. But in knowledge, to come and read, to analyze, gather, nothing. SubhanAllah. Even those who wear turbans and sit down on minbar, they give you fairy tales without thinking what they are doing. And actually, they repeat the same thing again and again. But I say the story once and let's see. If you say it to a little child, he'll get bored if you say it twice.
I have an adult.
SubhanAllah. In Makhtutat ibn Hammad. Makhtutat ibn Hammad. Ibn Hammad, by the way, Ibn Hammad is a famous Sunni scholar. Now the Salafis and some of the Sunnis, they do not accept this book or this Makhtutah for Ibn Hammad. They don't accept it all. They say that he mentioned a lot of the narrations that he brought from books that are not for the Sunnis. Maybe they say he brought some information from the Shia books. Anyway, in Maqtuda ibn Hammad, page 96, there's a narration. An Ali alayhi salam, an Imam Ali alayhi salam, from Imam Ali, قال إذا بعث السفياني أو إذا بعث السفياني إلى المهدي جيشا فخسف بهم بالبيداء. When the Sufyani will send an army to the Imam, to search for the Imam in Al-Hijaz, the earth will swallow them. And we spoke about this sign. وبلغ أهل الشام قالوا لخليفتهم قد خرج المهدي فبايعه وادخل في طاعته وإلا قتلناك. When the people of Bilad al-Sham, when they will hear the news of the swallowing of the earth, how the earth swallowed the army of the Sufyani, they will say to their Khalifa, to the Sufyani, Al-Mahdi has appeared, give him the pledge or we will kill you. This narration shows that the people in Bilad al-Sham will be against Sufyani. He will not have a strong support from the people. فَيُرْسِلُ إِلَيْهِ بِالْبَيْعَةِ ويسير المهدي حتى ينزل بيت المقدس. Then the Sufyani will give the pledge to the Imam, and the Imam will go to move to بيت المقدس. In the same مخطوطه, page 97, another narration. فيقول أي المهدي أخرج إلى ابن عمي حتى أكلمه. The Imam will say, according to them, of course, to their sources. It doesn't mean that we believe in everything there. Call my cousin, referring to the Sufyani, so I can speak to him. Cousin, because at the end, Bani Hashim and Bani Umayyah, they return back to, they have a relation with each other through the same tribe. فَيَخْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فَيُكَلِّمُهُ فَيُسَلِّمْ إِلَيْهِ الْأَمْرُ وَيُبَايِعُهُ. The Sufyani will come out, will come and give the pledge to the Imam. He will come and sit with the Imam and he will give the pledge to the Imam. عَجَلَّ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ. فَإِذَا رَجِعَ الصُّفْيَانِ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ, when the Sufyani returned to the, when the Sufyani will return to the, to his people, نَدِمَتْهُ كَلْ, the people of Kal will stand against him. People of Kal refer to the tribe, Bani Kal, who are the uncles of Bani Umayyah. And perhaps it's a metaphorical meaning referring to the extreme people that will be with, or that will be around the Sufyani. They will make him what? Change his views to return from the pledge that he gave to the Imam. ثُمَّ يُعَبِّئْ جُيُوشَهُ لِقِتَالِهِ. The Sufyani, he will, after he returned from giving from the bay'ah, he leave the bay'ah of the Imam, he will organize the army to fight the Imam. فَيَهْزِمُهُ وَيَهْزُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ الرُّومِ. The Imam will destroy the army of the Sufyani, and through this, through destroying the Sufyani, through ending the Sufyani, the power of the Romans, referring to the West, will be weak, or will become, it will become weak, or Allah will make the Imam win over the Romans by what? By killing the Sufyani. طيب صلى على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
إن شاء الله we're not going to be long tonight. But if you have a question during the lecture, you can ask any time you want. We have a narration in Bihar al-Anwar, part 52, page 224, from Imam al-Baqir, salam allahi alayhi. عن الإمام الباقر عليه السلام قال ثم يأتي الكوفة أي المهدي عليه السلام فيطيل بها المكث ما شاء الله أن يمكث حتى يظهر عليها ثم يأتي مرج العذراء هو ومن معه وقد ألحق به ناس كثير. الإمام السين الإمام الباقر السين الإمام المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. He will come to the Kufa. He will stay there for a while. Then he will leave to a place called Marj Adra, as we mentioned before. Then, فَيَلْحَقُ بِهِ وَقَدْ أُلْحِقَ بِهِ نَاسٌ كَثِيرٌ. A lot of people will come and join the Imam. Even from those who are from Bilad al-Sham, they will come and join the Imam, عَجَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ. وَالسُّفْيَانِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِوَادِ الرَّمْلَةِ. And the Sufyani will move, or he will be, when he will be in Palestine, Wadi al-Ramla, next to Palestine. حَتَّى إِذَا الْتَقُوا وَهُوَ يَوْمُ الْأَبْدَالِ يَخْرُجُوا أُنَاسْ كَانُوا مَعَ السُّفْيَانِ مِنْ شِيَعَةِ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله وَيَخْرُجُوا نَاسْ كَانُوا مَعَ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وآله إلى السُّفْيَانِ فَهُمْ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ حَتَّى يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ ويخرج كل ناس إلى رايتهم وهو يوم الأبدال. At this time, when the Imam moved to Marj Adra, to Dimashq, to Bilad al-Sham, and the Sufyani ran away to Palestine, the people will come and join Imam al-Mahdi. Some of those who used to be with the Sufyani, or under the authority of the Sufyani, they followed the Ahlul Bayt, but they were forced to be under the authority of the Sufyani, they will come and what? Will join the Imam, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif. But the interesting part is where that some of those who used to claim, or some of those that will claim in the future or are claiming now that they are the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, that they are Shia, they will leave the Imam and go to the Sufyani. Subhanallah. ويخرج ناس كانوا مع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وآله إلى السفياني فهم من شيعته. Some people will leave, some people who used to be Shia, who will look at them as mashallah the best Shia in the world, they will leave the Imam and go to the Sufyan. And I'm not going to comment on this part. I'll leave the comment for you inshallah.
Conclusion.
The conclusion for you inshallah. Because we spoke about the different type of Shia and the different type of waiting for the Imam and so on before. So you can distinguish who will leave the path of Ahlul Bayt and follow the Sufyani, and who will be and who will stay on the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So the Sufyani will not benefit from the Imam, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, or from the agreement that the Imam will present. Then a war will start between the army of the Sufyani and the army of Imam al-Mahdi. The army of Imam al-Mahdi will move from Bilad al-Sham, or from al-Sham, from al-Sham to South Lebanon, and from South Lebanon to Palestine. And then they will move from Al-Quds, will move from Dimashq to Tabariya to Al-Quds. So they will move from two sides, as it is mentioned in the narration. The first side from Al-Sham to South Lebanon to Akka, the second part, the second side from Dimash, Tabariya, and Al-Quds. And in Al-Quds, the army of the Imam will enter in a war, in a big war, against the Sufyani and the Zionists. As some of the narrations didn't mention anything about the Zionists. It spoke about the narration. The narrations, it mentioned about the Jews, right? But overall, the main army will be under the leadership of the Sufyani, or he will be the main person that in front of people. They will see, inshallah, they will see a war. They will go into a war that they never witnessed in their life. When the Imam, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, when he will enter to Al-Quds with his army, his enemy will see what they never witnessed in their life. If in 2006 the Zionist became mentally ill and they said that we were fighting ghosts and not normal people, Allah knows what will they face with the army of Imam al-Mahdi, Ajjallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. It will be a big surprise for them, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he will come down and join the Imam. And both school of thoughts, the Shia and the Sunni, they all agree and accept that Jesus alayhi salam will come down and join Imam al-Mahdi. After his appearance, after the appearance of Isa alayhi salam, those who claim to be his followers, the Christians, they will be happy. They will say that God sent us Jesus, same as he sent the Muslims, Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi is able to do miracles, then Jesus is also able to do miracles. So they think that their leader, Jesus, will stand against the Imam and fight him, and he will kill the Dajjal, who is Al-Mahdi, because they believe in this theory. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he will make it publicly that he is a soldier in the army of the Imam, and that his leader is Imam al-Mahdi. So what will he do? He will pray behind Imam al-Mahdi, ajallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, showing that what? Showing that the Imam is his leader. And this will bring a lot of the non-Muslims to the path of Imam al-Mahdi, ajallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. When they see that Jesus is following the Imam, when they see that Jesus is praying behind the Imam, following the commands of the Imam and so on, they will come and join the path of Imam al-Mahdi, ajallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Now we hear that Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he will be the one who will destroy the Dajjal, right? After studying the narrations, I came to a conclusion that we do not have strong evidence that Isa alayhi salam will kill the Dajjal or destroy the Dajjal. So what is the Dajjal? That needs a separate topic. Because we mentioned in the series of lecture that the Dajjal is what? Is what?
West.
Is the West. That's my understanding. Right? That the Dajjal is the West. Some people don't accept this. They say, no, the Dajjal or the movement of the Dajjal, it will appear after the establishment of the Islamic government by the Imam. After he ends the Sufyani and the West, the Dajjal, the movement of the Dajjal will start then. So we have different understanding of the Dajjal. What is the Dajjal, right? And as I mentioned in the beginning, in every generation, you can understand the concept of Imam Mahdi in a better way. 200 years ago, they understood the topic of Imam Mahdi according to their knowledge. Even the scholars, they understood the topic according to their knowledge. Now the scholars, they understand the topic of Imam al-Mahdi in a better way. In a better way, because they look at the present, where they are living now. In 200 years, in 300 years, the scholars who will come, they will study the topic of Imam al-Mahdi in a better way. And they will study Islam in a better way. And so, after returning to the narrations, we don't have a strong evidence that the Prophet Isa alayhi salam is the one that will kill the Dajjal or destroy the Dajjal. It says that the Muslims or the leader of the Muslims, he will be the one who will destroy the Dajjal. After the Imam or the army of the Imam destroy the Sufyani and control the whole area of the reappearance will be under the control of Imam al-Mahdi from Iraq, from Palestine, Bilad al-Sham, Al-Sham, Yemen, Iran, Masr, Egypt, and so on. It will be under the control of Imam al-Mahdi. The Imam will sign an agreement with the West. That's another new information too. He will sign an agreement with the West. A peaceful agreement that we do not fight you as long as you don't come and attack us. We don't fight you as long as you don't come to and invade our countries like you are doing now. The Imam Ajallah Ta'ala Farajah Sharif will do this agreement to make it easy on those who he will send to the West in order to guide the people there. The Imam Ajallah Ta'ala Farajah Sharif is not going to send someone holding a sword to kill the people in the West, or someone to come and blow himself up in the middle of people, in the middle of civilians. This is against Islam. And the true Muslims, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, the true Muslims, those who follow the path of Ahlul Bayt, reject such act, whether they are against Muslims or non-Muslims. We reject such acts. So the Imam, he will send some educated people, some peaceful people who have good morals, good knowledge, to discuss with the people in the West about the movement of the Imam and about Islam through knowledge and through good akhlaq. Because the Imam, he knows that the majority of the people in the West are 10 times better than, or 1,000,000 times better than those who are in the East. He knows this. They are very good people, very peaceful people. Wallah, we are living here and we see that when you go and deal with people who are non-Muslims, they don't have religion, maybe some of them are atheists, but you deal with them through akhlaq, through morals. I mentioned a story to you. When I was in Lebanon, I went and I wanted to open a bank account in Lebanon. I entered to the bank and there was a lady there sitting down. She had 10,000 kilo of makeup on her face and everything. So when she knew that I'm a sheikh, I wasn't wearing my turban. So when she knew that I'm a sheikh, she started dealing with me in a very bad way, like throwing the paper, telling me this is not good, it's not enough, go get another paper and so on. So it's like I'm a slave there in the bank, going to ask for donations, right? When I came back to Australia, I went to the bank to open an account, which I didn't use any. Because of the
no
people,
<It's true. laughs>
which I don't use. So I went to open an account in the bank, and then I found a big difference between the way they deal with you there and the way people deal with you here. Although they are not Muslims, they don't, Allah Alam, they don't practice their religion and so on, but they have akhlaq, they have morals. Right? And it is mentioned that one of the scholars once said that when I went to the West, I found Islam, but I didn't find any Muslims. Right? I didn't find any Muslims, but I found Islam. Islam as the theories and the akhlaq, you can find even away from Muslims. And when you go to the East, you find Muslims, but you don't find Islam. Our obligation is to represent Islam in the proper way, through akhlaq and through knowledge. And not through stupidity, like others do. Like through akhlaq and through knowledge. Educate yourself. Educate yourself first. I'm not telling you go educate other people. Educate yourself and become a better person. So the Imam, he will send people to the West to change their theories in through knowledge and through akhlaq. But the oppressors in the West, those who are controlling, they will not follow the agreement that they will sign with the Imam. So they will send a big army to the area of the reappearance. In some narration it says that 1,000,000 soldiers will send 1,000,000 soldiers to the area of the reappearance. And the battle between the Imam and this army, the Western army, will be bigger than the battle in Al-Quds. It's the most important and most powerful battle that the Imam will face. When some Muslims, when they will look at this great army, they will see that, how are we going to defeat this army? They are bigger than us, they have more weapons, and so on. Some Muslims, or some of those who claim to be Muslims, they will leave the Imam and go stand with the Western army to fight the Imam. SubhanAllah. And at the end, the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, he will destroy their army, and he will send some of his companions with Jesus alayhi salam to the West and work with the people, with the communities in the West, to remove their oppressors, to remove their government, and to appoint a new government in the West that is following the path of the Imam. Now, in some narrations, when I read some narrations, I felt that the Imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, himself will come to the West. He will come to the West and organize or build a government for them here. Then he will return back to the area of the Riyadh Pyramids. Now, it needs a lot of time to explain how we can understand it, how we can understand this meaning. But I mentioned to you a narration from Imam al-Sadiq. It is mentioned in Bisharatul Islam, page 251. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, ثُمَّ تُسْلِمْ الرُّومُ عَلَى يَدِهِ فَيَبْنِي لَهُمْ مَسْجِدًا. The West will then, after the defeat of their army, they will give the pledge to the Imam. And the Imam, he will build for them a masjid. Masjid, not a masjid for them to pray only. Masjid referring to a government. Right? Because the masjid, as we said, it's not only a place to come and pray and assalamu alaikum, you go back to your normal life. Masjid is a government, a place for the government to rule, for ruling the country. وَيَسْتَخْلِفْ عَلَيْهِمْ رَجُلًا مِّنْ أَصْحَابِهِ وَيَنْصَرِفْ. The Imam, he will appoint someone from his companions, then he will leave. So it is like the Imam, he will come and what? Appoint for them, establish a government for them, appoint a companion, one of his companions, then he will leave. Then the Imam, after controlling the West and the East, he will announce the establishment of his global Islamic government. And this movement of the Imam, it will not be limited to the earth or to the creation that we know today. It will come with some new knowledge, some new sciences that people failed to reach before the reappearance. So his movement will be, or his movement will be not limited to this earth. It will perhaps be in some other planets, in some other creations, and so on. So there's a lot that can be said about this. And if I wanted to speak about this topic, the topic of Imam Mahdi, in detail and in depth, it will take us more. It will take more than 60 lectures to finish this series. And this is what I was planning to do, but because the situation that we are in and where we are living, and you know what's been happening on us, inshallah, I'm going to stop this series of lecture here tonight. So tonight will be the last lecture of this series. Before I end, I would like to thank the brothers and sisters who attended from the beginning of this series, and for the past 3 months. Thank you for your support. And I ask your forgiveness if I said anything that hurt you or made you uncomfortable. I thank you for the brothers who worked every week to organize the speakers, the lights, and so on. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us and to write us down among the soldiers of Imam al-Mahdi, عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. اللهم اكشف هذه الغمة عن هذه الأمة بحضوره وعجل لنا ظهوره، إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أحسن.